And then towards the end of the competition, an artist came forward and gave a very gruesome, dark picture. Now, in the middle of the painting was a nest with a bunch of birds, a mother bird, her chicks. She was feeding those birds, and they looked like they were safe and secure. But the 95% of the rest of the painting was gruesome and dark. A waterfall was coming down with crashing water, and the clouds were filled with rain, and they were about ready to thunder down. Everything looked dark and gruesome except this little nest with a bird and its few little chicks. The judges wanted to ask that artist what they were trying to portray in that painting, and the artist said this: "Peace is not the absence of hardship, difficulty, and suffering. Peace happens when there's suffering, hardship, and difficulty, yet you know that you're secure and can't be touched." Do you hear that? I'm going to repeat that. Peace is not the absence of suffering, pain, and hardship. Peace is when there is suffering, pain, and hardship, yet you know that you're safe and secure. That's the artist Jesus here in Luke 21. Yeah, 90-95% of what's being painted here is real and gruesome and dark, but Jesus communicates something to you. You will not be touched. Not a hair of your head will be touched, he says. How can that apply to how you're living today, how we're living today in these times? You may have had a week that's filled with a lot of bad news. You received a bill in the mail that says you owe so much for the utilities, way beyond what you could pay. And then the very next day you could get news from a friend that your relationship's broken with them. And then the very next day the doctor could call and say your very health is not so good. And when we have weeks like that, the next phone call that comes, we think the very worst is right around the corner, and we lose confidence. What Jesus is communicating to us, I believe, in the 21st century is this. My friends, you see, he wants us to live with confidence, knowing this: there is a part of us, there's a part of you that can't be touched. Your soul. It can't be touched. Nothing can touch your soul. In the waters of baptism, God's name was placed upon you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What those words were meant to say to you is that you are like that mother bird and baby chicks. The world may be going downhill. Circumstances may be very difficult, but you're safe and secure. You have peace. Probably the best advice when it comes to expiration dates is to probably have a balanced approach, don't you think? Not to obsess about them too much so that you're constantly thinking about, is the milk good or not, or what should I do? That's not a good approach. And it's probably also not a great approach to just bypass the date and not even think about it at all and just be cavalier. Probably the best approach is to take a middle ground approach when it comes to expiration dates. I think Jesus would agree with that in the expiration dates that he gives here in Luke 21. Don't obsess about the expiration date on the end of the world and the day of the Lord, but also don't act so cavalier as if it will never come. Have a balanced approach and know that nothing can touch you. You're safe in the Father's hands. Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share what we believe in the creed. Dear Lord, I thank you for your beloved saints here at Peace Lutheran Church today. And sometimes we are overwhelmed with even what we read in the Bible. Days of wrath and gloom and gruesomeness and ends and expiration dates of the world. That's overwhelming. Our own lives feature some of those difficulties of famine and really not having enough to get by. But Lord, help us to see this picture that Jesus paints, that and the truth that nothing will touch us. Not a hair of our head will be harmed. Help us to live securely with confidence, knowing that it's not by our strength, it's by that hand that holds us. In Jesus' name, amen.